This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, if you listen to the program on Monday, you know this is a significant week for us because it's the 300th week of broadcast of Cross Hope on the Family Talk Channel on Sirius XM. Doesn't seem possible. 300 weeks. I've been in radio ministry for 33-plus years, but this is our 300th week on Sirius XM with the Family Talk Channel. We wanted you to know that, the significance of this week. God bless you as you continue to listen to this week's message. You will either stand there with Christ only as your judge, or you'll stand before him as not only your judge, but as your advocate. One who says, he's with me. She's with me. They accepted me as the Lord of their life. And I think that's really a powerful moment when somebody does that. Last Sunday, we were in Asheville attending a seminar. Lloyd Ogilvie was speaking for the last time. He retired at 84 last week, and he gave his last seminar, and it was powerful to hear him speak for the last time, because I've heard him speak probably 8, 10, 15 times over the years since, for a long time. He was chaplain of the Senate and minister at First Presbyterian Church of Hollywood, California, just a powerful speaker, dynamic speaker, and still is at 84. But that Sunday morning, we go to a little church. When we were there, we've been there 8 or 9 times, we go to the same church. It's a church where the minister happened to be the one who did the funeral for Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife. And we appreciate him and go there every time we're there. So we went to that church at 11 o'clock for their 11 o'clock worship. And there was a pew that was open, but there was a woman sitting at the end. And I said, excuse us. And we moved in front of her and sat down. Well, I didn't realize it until about a minute or two later, I turned. It was Billy Graham's daughter, Gigi. And after the service, I said, how's your dad? And she said, we've taken 2 rooms of his house and converted it to a small nursing home. He's 93. And he has people taking care of him constantly, of course. And she said, if he's awake, I'm going to go see him. If he's not, I probably won't. And just shared for a few minutes about her dad's condition, you know, there in North Carolina. But she said this. He's looking forward to being with the Lord. And he's looking forward to being with Ruth, his wife. What are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to? I hope you're looking forward to the coming of Christ. Did you know that's what verse 8 says? That the Lord is going to give me that award on that day, not only to me, but to those who have longed for his appearing. The Lord wants to know that you and I are longing for him to come. You know, when you long for someone to come, you know what it usually means? You love them. You don't usually hang around waiting for somebody, longing for somebody's return to come home or to meet you somewhere. But when you love a person, it makes all the difference in the world. If it's one of your children, you long for them to come home. It's your spouse, and you love for them to come home because, you see, that's what you do. You long for their appearing. In my home church, when I was growing up, there was a group within the church that was a prophecy group, and they obsessed over the second coming of Christ. And some of you heard this before. They literally would set dates. They would, say, okay, we've done our figuring, we've done the math, and we think Jesus is going to return, and then they would set a date. That date would come, and I want somebody to say it out loud because you've heard this before. When that date would come and go, what would they do? Set another date. Well, in telling that story, I'm not making fun of anyone, but I do want you to hear the rest of the story tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.